You're listening to Let's Get Metaphysical. This podcast explores the spiritual and metaphysical world through the experiences and opinions of the host and those interviewed. It should not necessarily be seen as direct endorsement or personal advice to our listeners. We encourage you to use your own discernment, judgment, and intuition regarding anything you learn of through this show.
Let's get metaphysical.
Greetings, metaphysicians. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Let's Get Metaphysical. This is episode 31. Thank you for joining today. I am going to be taking the lead on a discussion in this episode about vibration and how to raise your vibration and what that is and what that looks like and why it is important. So we're just going to jump right into it. Are you ready? Let's get meta. You know, one of the things that we have on this podcast that I decided to include on this podcast recently at the end of every episode is to state our intention for this episode, which is to, not for this episode, for the podcast, which is to raise the vibration of the planet by sharing, validating, and normalizing spiritual and metaphysical experiences. But what does that mean? What does raise the vibration of anything mean? That's one of the reasons I wanted to go into this topic today. It's something that consumes me most of my days, much of my days, whether I'm helping myself to be in a good state, a flow state, or facilitating that in others. And so it occurs to me that it might be nice to have a little episode about how to raise your vibration. What is your vibration and why is that even important? So, what is a vibration in general? All things have a vibration. This is physics. And all people have the ability to sense differences in vibrations with people, places, and things. Really, all one has to do is to tune in to something or two things or more than, you know, your surroundings, your people that you're with, the objects that you're holding, to get a sense of the differences in vibration of these people, these places, these things. In a definitional sense, vibration is a person's emotional state, the atmosphere of a place, or the associations of an object as communicated and felt by others. So for example, just to, you know, give a very lightweight example. Boston, the city Boston, has a different vibration than the city of New Orleans. A Greek salad has a different vibration than a ham sandwich, right? People have different vibrations. Ellen DeGeneres has a different vibration than Beyonce. Countries have different vibrations. The United States of America has a different vibration than Costa Rica. Very different. Emotions have different vibrations. Happy is a different emotion, has a different vibrational state than sad. Talking about higher and lower vibrations isn't necessarily talking about what is better and what is worse, or what is good and what is bad. They are simply a different vibrational state. To talk about on a more physics-y level, before I said that everything has a vibration, this is true. We are, for example, humans, objects, trees, you know, we're solid. We live in a world that has lots of solid objects in it, which means that if you have a solid object, it is vibrating at a slower rate than something that is not solid. So just very basic here, we have the element of water, which can be found in a solid, liquid, and gas form, right? So the solid form of water is ice, and it is the slowest, it has the slowest vibration of those three states. The water, the liquid form of water, has the middle vibration of those three states. And the gas form of water, which is steam, has the fastest vibration of those three different states that water can hold, at least on our planet. Generally, things that are not solid, that are a gas or a liquid or another higher vibrating state, are vibrating at a faster rate, which is why they're not solid. Okay, but we can talk about lots of different things. We're gonna go ahead and examine different aspects of ourselves and our lives and what contributes to our vibration, because vibrations can change. They're not static. Our own vibration, your individual vibration, is changing all the time throughout the day, depending on everything, depending on your mood, depending on what you're eating, depending on who you're with, where you are, what is going on around you, what you are consuming. And by that, I don't only mean food, but we have to digest every single thing that we consume, so to speak. So if we're talking about food, yes, we have to digest what we put in our mouths, what we consume. But I want to talk about what we also have to digest in terms of everything else that we are surrounded by. We have to digest what we are looking at. We have to digest conversations that we have. We have to digest the news that we are listening to or watching. We have to digest the movie or the TV show that we are watching. And, you know, all of those things take different amounts of energy. Generally speaking, things that are of higher vibration are easier to digest for us, and things that are of lower vibration are more difficult for us to digest. So let's go right into talking about this self. I mentioned at the beginning that I want to kind of separate this episode into talking about the self and how to raise your own vibration, and then talk about surroundings and how you can make choices to raise the vibration of the things that you surround yourself with, the things, the people, the places, the media, and it can get very detailed. But just quick before we jump into the self, why is having a high vibration important? Generally, you feel a lot better when you're in a high vibration. And when you're in a lower vibration, you don't feel as good. You might feel slow or sluggish or de-energized. When you're in a high vibration, literally a high vibration, it can feel like being high without substance, you know? Everyone can think of a time or moment in their lives that they just felt super good, very high, very flowy, and think of a time that you weren't, you know, maybe using a substance to help you with that. A time that I think of recently is I was at a wedding with several friends who I haven't seen for a long time, and I just felt so good and so energized and just high on life. That's where kind of, you know, that's where that phrase comes from, high on life. You're not on anything, but that's just good. That's a high vibration if you're feeling like that. We also talk about, you know, and we have these phrases in our popular culture. Oh, that person has such good vibes. Or like, oh, I don't like the vibes of that place. Bad vibes. You know, vibes is vibration. This is what we're talking about. So there's different figures of speech and expressions that are hidden in our language and in our culture, especially English speaking, that we're actually talking about somebody's vibration without necessarily knowing that or being intentional about doing that. So similarly, if any of you have just, you know, landed on a time where you felt very high vibration, think now about a time or place in your surroundings of where you felt very low vibration. Maybe it was, you know, in a particular place that you were, and that was the reason, or there were people that you were with that were low vibration. We're going to dig more into that. But take a minute here and just think about what might be an example from my own life of when I was in a lower vibrational state. And for me, I'm thinking about this too. And the example that comes to mind, that came to my mind first, is sometimes when I'm in an airport. And it's not that the airport itself is low vibration. It's there's a lot of people in airports, and they all have different vibrations. And there's usually an energy of stress in an airport. And so for me, that's not typically a place where I feel high. It's not typically a place where I naturally feel like the environment is contributing to my own high vibration. It's some place that, and maybe this is just for me, but some place that, you know, can be of a lower vibration, maybe contributing to from the other people around, or maybe my own state if I'm in a stressful state while I'm in an airport. So hopefully you can all think of times in your own lives when that you can see and look at and say, oh, well, I felt very high vibration here and I felt pretty low vibration here. And that's just the start of what we're looking into today. So going back to the self, there's a few key things that we've all heard a million times before, but I want to look at them from a vibrational lens here. We're going to look at food and diet first, okay? So the things that we ingest, the things that we consume into our bodies have vibrations as well, because food and beverages have vibrations. So a general rule of thumb is what I'm eating alive. Typically, things that are alive have a higher vibration than things that are dead. So if you're eating fruits or vegetables that are not in a can, fresh veggies, fresh fruits, fresh meat, if you're a meat eater, fresh fish, if you eat fish, those things typically have a higher vibration. They're more alive. They have a higher vibration than something that is coming out of a can or something that is frozen and has to be kind of brought back into life, so to speak, or something that is clearly dead. And actually, I'm not much of a meat eater, so I don't exactly know how to go forward and talk about meat, but I'll let you all sink into that and feel what you feel about consuming meat and fish yourselves. This is just to take a look at, to just to become aware of the things that you put into your body contribute to your vibration. So if I'm eating a lot of dead things, for example, things, let's say like chips and, you know, soda and rotten bananas and these things will contribute to me having a lower vibration because they are not alive and they are not high vibrational themselves. So that's, I think that's a pretty easy thing to get a grasp on, but just to draw attention to what you put into your body, it does contribute to your own vibration. I think everyone can understand that. Another important pillar of self here is talking about sleep. Generally, when we have enough sleep, we wake up feeling energized. It actually helps increase the vibration of our cells to get that rest that the body needs. If you are not sleeping enough, you generally have a lower vibration because you are drained, you're tired. And so we don't have to go too much further into sleep, but that is a good way to look at, well, am I feeling very alive and energized when I wake up, or am I not sleeping enough and it's contributing to a lower state of a lower vibration in my body? Next area is for the self is exercise. And, you know, depending on where you are and what you do in your life and how you create time and space, this can be difficult to fit in. But when you are moving your body, it increases the movement of your cells. So if you're walking, running, swimming, jumping, dancing, playing your favorite sport, anything that would constitute exercise, moving your body, you're literally increasing the vibration of your cells, all of your cells, so that your whole vibration goes up. And the less we move, the less our cells and everything else that makes us up is moving as well. So that can have an effect on lowering our vibration. It might occur to those listening that the last time that they played a sport or when they exercise, they feel, you might recognize that feeling of feeling really high afterward or feeling good in your body. That is an example of being in a higher vibration, as opposed to if you spend several days, you know, kind of not moving a lot on the couch, or if you have a lot of work and you're just, you know, sitting on your computer, that might contribute to you feeling lower and slower in your vibration. So I understand that this is, you know, this is how to raise your vibration 101. This stuff is not hard to grasp. I understand that, but this topic has been kind of tapping on my brain for a while and wanting to get out there to share. So that's why we're doing that today. And it is good to go through these things and just draw attention to an awareness of what helps to contribute to you being in a higher vibration and what doesn't. So those three things, food, diet, sleep, and exercise, are what I wanted to touch on for the self, and like meaning the self, your own body, the things that are in and of you. Let's move on to surroundings. So I just put, this is a lot of things. This covers pretty much everything else. And I just wanted to put it into two categories, self and surroundings. So your surroundings, let's start with the people that you choose to surround yourself with, whether it's a choice or not. Sometimes we don't have a choice, you know, when we're at work or with our family or whatever, but people that we are around very much can affect our vibrations. So, you know, happy people, energizing people, people that are healthy, even people who are neutral, who are neither high vibration or low vibration, they don't give or take anything from you, they're just neutral. Those people can contribute to you having a higher vibration. Take a moment now and just think, allow one or two people in your life to come to mind of when you're with them, you feel good. You feel higher vibration. For me, a lot of my friends come to mind, especially those I haven't seen in a while, because there's that excitement of catching up and of being with that person and that mutual bond. You might even be thinking of a pet right now. That just came to mind. Pets are people too. But take a moment now and just allow one or two people to come to mind that are not that, that are not high vibrational, or maybe not high vibrational all the time. These people might be draining to your energy field. They might be sad people. They might be depressed people. And I'm using extremes here. I'm just using extremes for the purposes of this episode, this how to raise your vibration episode. I'm using extremes so that it's very easy to see what elevates your vibration and what brings it down. So the people we surround ourselves with, if we are continually making choices to hang out with people who make us feel good, who make us feel high and in the flow of life, that's going to contribute to you raising your vibration. If you are in a friend group or in a workspace or in a home environment where the people in that environment are of lower vibration, maybe they're sad, maybe they're stressed, maybe they're sick, that can contribute to you and your vibration and lowering your vibration. So that's something to be aware of. Something that I've talked about before in courses that I've run are, there's this thought that you are the sum of the five people that you hang around with the most. And so are those five people high vibrational, happy, inspirational, even neutral, even just neutral? They're not contributing to your high vibration or your lower vibration, but they're not, the important thing is that they're not contributing to a lower vibration in you. Paying attention to that and then making choices about who you want to be around, how you want to spend your time, who you want to spend your time with, that's important. So I think you understand what we're talking about when we're talking about people. And I understand, you know, a lot of people work in environments where they can't control the people around them, right? You walk into work and those people work there too, and they're just there. And that's where learning how to raise your own vibration and not connect to other people's energies around you to keep your vibration high is really important. You know, later on, in a later episode of this podcast, I'm going to have a grounding episode, and that is a big way not to connect with other people's energy around you, and instead to just connect to the greater energy of the earth and the energy of the universe, so that you can keep your energy flowing and high and clear at all times, no matter who is around you, no matter where you are, even if you're on an airplane. So that is going to be at a later episode, but that's just to give you a little peek into that. Now let's move on to places, another important thing in the category of your surroundings. So places have different vibrations. Take a moment and just think about a place in nature, or even a home or a workspace. Think of a place that feels really good to you. Feels really, really good. High vibrational. And what are the characteristics of that place? Why are you thinking of that place? Is it clean? Is it organized? Is it outside? Is it in nature? Is it light? Does it have good feng shui? Does it have nice art on the walls? Does it have furniture that you enjoy? Just take a moment to understand that. Where is a place for you that feels very high vibrational? All of this stuff is intuitive. We know this. You don't have to be taught how to discern vibrations. You just need to be able to draw your awareness to it so that you can make choices and shift where you want to be. So in contrast, now think of a place that maybe doesn't feel the best, that maybe you have to go to sometimes, but it doesn't feel great. And just think of that place. What is it about that place that just doesn't feel great? There's a grocery store down the street from my house that I just avoided, and I can't really tell you why, and I just would never go in it, but the vibe, it just didn't feel like a place that I wanted to be and buy food, and I went to the grocery store like two doors down from it instead. You know, you could be thinking about a friend's house, you could be thinking about your work, you could be thinking about going to a particular gas station, or a particular block, you know, in your neighborhood, anywhere. Just tune into what it is about that that doesn't feel high vibration, that doesn't feel good to you. Drawing your awareness to these things is important because it allows you the freedom to make choices. If you are going to a place that doesn't feel great, maybe there's another place nearby that you can go instead, or maybe you can limit your time at the places that you don't feel good in, that are bringing your vibration down. It's all about just drawing attention to these things. You know, I'll give an example for my home space. I am known through my friends and my family for creating nice spaces to live. And a lot of that for me is I don't know when this happened. I think it happened when I went into college, but suddenly I became very organized. I wouldn't say that I grew up like that, but it was like as soon as I needed to have a roommate, I became someone who kept their stuff in an organized way and kept very clean. So I'm organized, but also, you know, as I've gotten into my spirituality, there are things that I've added into my living spaces and my living environments that help to raise the vibration of the place, whether I'm there or not. So, you know, we have a couple episodes ago, we had an episode with Barbara Evans, who is a high vibrational artist, and lots of her art is on my walls at my house. And it continually helps to raise the vibration of my space just with the way that she has composed that artwork and used sacred geometry and used high vibrational crystals and stones to help to create that. What I'm getting at here is there are tools that can help you to raise the vibration of a space, whether it be in artwork, whether it be in crystals, whether it be in using different kind of geomancy to help negate any negative ley lines or energies or electronics in your house from affecting you and the space. These are all things that people know how to do and can find out more about. So, you know, for having a high vibrational space, I'm going to say that generally clean spaces, generally organized spaces, generally spaces that have light. Light is a very high vibration. And there's other tools that you can also bring in: art, sacred geometry, stones, you know, certain types of feng shui, certain colors may help to raise the vibration of your space. And this can be individual. I'm not saying that every single person is going to benefit from having crystals in their house. I would never say that. Every person has different needs and responds differently to different things. But this is just to pay attention. A lot of this episode is to empower you to realize that you have more choice. You can put more intention into your surroundings to maintain a high vibration for yourself. And I'm sure I don't need to go too much into, the low vibrational aspect of places, clutter, dirtiness, the people that you're with contribute a lot to the places. So you can pretty easily now think of any place in your life and discern, is that a high vibrational place? Is that a low vibrational place? Is that place pretty just neutral to me? It doesn't really kind of go one way or the other. So keep in mind these things that we've talked about when the places that you are, the places, if you want to create a more high vibrational home, a more high vibrational workspace. I know people myself, and I have clients and friends who bring high vibrational tools to their workspaces, to their offices, whether they keep crystals in their desks or put them proudly next to their computers or other things to help maintain the high vibration of their spaces. So let's move on to media. This is something that I really like to talk about, especially to clients or to anybody who will listen, because what I said before about that we have to consume, everything that we consume needs to be digested. This is kind of what I was talking about a lot of, is media. So think of your favorite things that you like to watch on a screen. Maybe it's Netflix, maybe it's Hulu, but like, what are your favorite TV shows? What are the kinds of movies that you like, right? How do they make you feel while you're watching them and afterward? This is something that came into my field several years ago now, but I'll give you an example. One day I realized, so I was really into Law & Order Special Victims Unit, and I was also really interested in watching, really into watching Game of Thrones. And I am, disclaimer to everybody, I'm not saying that these are bad shows by any means at all. I'm not digging them or anything like that. But I realized as I was getting deeper into my spiritual practice how they made me feel well and after I was watching them. And when I started becoming aware of how important it was for me to keep my vibration up when I started working with clients, if I go into a client session with a low vibration, well, that's not good for me. It's not good for the client. So I started to realize that I didn't feel great after watching a couple episodes of Law & Order SVU. And I really didn't feel great after watching Game of Thrones. Like, my mind would kind of be stuck in that world. I'd be thinking about the violence that I'd seen, thinking about the different storylines. And this is me, right? Maybe there's people out there that can absolutely sit and watch hours of Game of Thrones and not be affected by it. But for me, it was difficult for me. It took longer for me to digest watching, and I realized it was difficult for me to digest watching violence than it was for me to digest watching something light, something in comedy, something, something without violence, something without that kind of like darker, lower vibration. So just take a minute now and think about your favorite couple of things that you like to watch, whether it's movies or TV shows, and just think about how they make you feel. How do you feel after you watch them? Because this is something that I never thought about until, a couple of years ago. And the truth is, it does affect us. We do have to digest what we consume. So I won't go too farther into it now. I'm sure you get the idea. But the point is, for me, I have switched into, I mainly watch comedies now. It elevates my vibration. I love to laugh, and it's very light, and I'm able to sleep without having nightmares afterwards. That's me, And that doesn't mean that I'll never watch something that isn't violent, but it does mean that I might build in more time in my day, depending on what else I need to do in that day or week. If I have clients, I might actually plan around it so that I have time to digest what I'm going to be watching. And by no means am I saying don't ever watch horror films, don't ever watch violent films. I'm not saying that. What we're talking about here is just drawing your attention to the things that you're consuming and how they make you feel. So similarly, and I won't, you know, we won't go too much farther into this, but think about what you're listening to on the radio. Think about what podcasts you're listening to. Think about what news you're consuming. You know, I can only use myself as an example because I'm the one having this conversation with you today. But the first thing I used to do in the morning is wake up and listen to the like 4.5 minute NPR news thing, right? Just to see what was going on in the world. And it didn't make me feel great most of the time. It's not great news. No surprise here, but the news is mostly full of disappointing and not high vibrational stories. It could be filled with high vibrational stories, but you'd think that nothing good is happening in the world in most news sources that you read or consume, listen to. I stopped doing that because I realized that that wasn't a great way for me to start my day, was not, you know, listening to, you know, what country almost bombed this country and this school shooting that happened and et cetera. And I'm not saying it's all like that, but for me, it was not the best way for me to start my day. So I do not listen to the NPR news app, and I'm not calling out NPR. I love NPR. I think NPR is great, but I don't do that first thing in the morning. And so it's just paying attention to any type of media, anything you're getting from a screen, anything you're getting from a radio, anything you're getting from your phone, just being aware that you have to digest what you are consuming, and it does affect your vibrational state. It affects whether you're in a high vibration or a lower vibration. So pay attention to the things that you are consuming, and you can choose to listen to things that are neutral. Maybe this podcast is neutral, you know? I hope that it's not bringing anybody into a lower vibrational state. Maybe it's for some people, it's bringing people into a higher vibrational state. But you can choose to listen to things and consume things and watch things that are neutral or above to help keep your vibration high. You know, there's a lot more things we could get into. I'll just mention a few here, but then I'm going to wrap it up. I think that's a pretty good, you know, how to raise your vibration 101 episode. We can talk about clothes. Wearing clothes that feel good to you can help you raise your vibration. Wearing colors that feel good to you can help you raise your vibration. And that's going to be individual. That's different for everybody. I'm not going to go ahead and say black is not good for anyone. You know, that's not the reality of the situation. But paying attention to things like that, the books you're reading, very similar to the media you're consuming. Does what you are reading give you a high vibration? Is it inspiring? Is it something you enjoy reading? Does it allow you to sleep calmly afterwards? Or, you know, or does it make you feel scared? Does it make you feel anxious or nervous, the books that you're choosing to read? So paying attention to things like that. And I already touched on objects, such as, you know, tools that can help raise the vibration of places. There's also things, you know, I loved going to thrift stores and Goodwill and, you know, things like that, and secondhand shops and garage sales with my friends. That's where I got a lot of my clothes for a large period of my life, especially in high school. And again, not knocking any of these places, but these objects that used to belong to somebody else carry those people's energies, even if they've been washed, right? So maybe you have an object or a relic from, you know, a loved one who passed, or maybe you have you're wearing clothes that were once belonging to somebody else. Those things all carry their own energies. And of course, there's ways of clearing those things. We can clear them with sage. We can clear them with crystals. We can clear them through intention and just asking them to be clear, asking our higher power or super friends to clear those objects for us. And please do, especially if there's something that you may be thinking about right now that might have energy on it that brings your vibration down, but you want to keep that object. So just drawing your attention to these things and having more awareness. Just have more awareness of the things, the people, the places, the food, the media, you know, and your sleep and your exercise that help to raise your vibration or lower your vibration. And I hope that this little how to raise your vibration tutorial episode helps you to become more aware of that and to maybe make some shifts and some different choices to help to elevate you into having a high vibration most or all of the time. You know, that's difficult, but it's possible. And you can always look around if you're feeling low vibration and look at these things. Look at the self, food, sleep, exercise. Look at your surroundings, people, places, media, clothing, objects, etc. And see what you can shift. See what you're able to shift in order to help contribute to your higher vibration. Thank you for joining me on this episode. I think this was my first foray into how-to episodes by myself anyway. We'll see how it goes. And once again, thank you to all of our patrons on Patreon. So blessed to be able to continue this podcast through the support of Let's Get Metaphysical's patrons. And I hope you all have a pleasant experience wherever you are, and we will catch you on the next episode. Stay meta.
I hope you all enjoyed that little mini course on how to raise your vibration. There is, of course, so many other things that go into that. For example, every thought that you carry holds a vibration. And so be careful of the thoughts that you keep in your mind about others, about yourself, etc. There is a lot of resources out there that you can look to if you want to continue diving into this topic. Do a nice Google search and you'll be able to find some resources. Just be sure to feel out the vibration of them before you dig in. Thank you for joining, and we will see you on the next episode. The bonus content for this episode can be found at patreon.com/letsgetmeta, and we will have up there a little worksheet for our patrons for the bonus content about how to go through and raise your vibration. So thank you for joining, and we'll catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. Let's Get Metaphysical is entirely listener supported. If you like what we're doing, please consider becoming a patron of the podcast at patreon.com/letsgetmeta. Our intention is to raise the vibration of the planet by sharing, validating, and normalizing spiritual and metaphysical experiences. If you haven't pledged yet, we'd really appreciate your support. It helps keep this show going. Let's Get Metaphysical is a production of the Hana Healing Arts Network. The show's host is Renata Maniacci. The music for this podcast was composed by Rob Treefort of GoldenTurtleSound.org. Thank you for listening. Stay meta.
Physical.